You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mike Schur joins us again from Scotland. He's headed back somewhere to find more stats in more places, traveling internationally on Meadowlark's budget in order to find the best stats anywhere they can be found. Let's see what he's found today. Give him his music.
Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Folks, the most three-pointers Michael Jordan ever had in a season was 111. Last year, in his rookie year for the Washington Wizards, playing 23 minutes a game, Corey Kispert had 112. And because I'm leaving Scotland today, I'm heading back to the States. I have a special Scottish Highland Games stat of the day.
Sounds wonderful.
Dan, as we all know, the longest throw of the hammer in the Highland Games is 129 feet, 10 and a half inches by Mark Sandford at Halkirk Caithness on August 1st, 1998. As we also all know, the hammer weighs 9.97 kilograms. A classic double serving of McSween traditional haggis weighs 455 grams. So that's the equivalent of throwing 44 servings of McSween traditional haggis more than 39 and a half meters.
Thank you. I don't know what any of that means.
Mike, yesterday you confronted me about my wire take, and I've had some time to chew on it, and I've seen the mentions, and you were right, I was wrong. So henceforth, I will start saying that The Wire was absolutely crap for 1.5 seasons. So bad that I didn't watch the rest, but I will clarify and not cast that wide net. Hour-long dramas do not need a season and a half to find their footing.
You doubled down on it.
No. I'm sure it's a good show. Enough people that I respect, including Mike Schur, even though he won't show me the same respect when ranking his favorite podcast, I will agree that it's probably a good show. Enough people say it. And that aligns me with Jason Whitlock, and I do not like that. But I will maintain first season and a half. All that I've watched, crap.
Whittingham, do you have a competing stat of the day?
I do. Josh Johnson, the quarterback, played for the Denver Broncos in preseason at the weekend. It is his 14th team in the NFL. Josh Johnson has played for 14 teams in the NFL, which is a record, and he has also played in 4 different football leagues. He has played in the NFL, the UFL, the AAF, and the XFL. 14 teams, 4 leagues for Josh Johnson.
I mean, didn't hasn't Ish Smith played for 13 teams or 14 teams?
He's at 14. That's more of a Tom Haberstroh stat, though, about Ish Smith. You know, he's got the whole Wake Forest thing going. But, yeah.
Why does that get to be his stat?
Because have you ever heard Tom talk about anyone that went to Wake Forest?
Yeah, he's crazy.
He won't shut the hell up, right? So Ish Smith is – we interviewed Tommy Shepard, who is the GM of the Wizards at Summer League, and Tom asked him about the huge deal they made to get rid of Ish Smith and how are you guys going to recover. Well, this is right after like Bradley Beal signs his extension. Tom's asking about Ish Smith.
Yeah, he's strange. He's got some bad judgment. Thank you, Mike Schur. Thank you. We appreciate it. Appreciate you making this time from Scotland.
Just displayed good judgment. I'm just trying to be clear.
See you later, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wire would have been canceled.
What?
If it existed in today's day and age, it would not be given season 2.
Absolutely not. Season 1 was amazing.
And if he were here, I'd still give him a piece of my mind. Parks and Rec season 1?
Season 1.
Parks and Rec season 1 was granted a season 2 just based off of the people behind it. It's all who you know. Parks and Rec, season 1. Guys, come on. Come on. You know.
I don't.
Parks and Rec season 1 wasn't good.
I've watched episodes of Parks and Rec.
You've seen of it.
I've seen of it.
I've watched the entire series. I don't remember thinking it started slow. I remember laughing.
That was the consensus.
I'll tell you a real one, though. Seinfeld started slow. Season 1 Seinfeld is, that is tough, man. Tough to get through. The guy who plays Morty Seinfeld, the first guy, get him out of here. Get him, recast this man immediately.
I forget the start of Seinfeld.
Seinfeld,
really.
The couch was ugly.
I'm glad
they cleared that up in season 2.
It was, they kept trying to emphasize that Elaine was his ex as opposed to just being Elaine.
As part of the crew. Yeah. Seinfeld's one of those shows that I don't think of in chronological order because it was such a syndication marvel that you can just jump in any place.
No.
You don't need to know backstory. Really, only the Yankees and the engagement were some of the story-long, season-long threads that they had.
When Susan died, spoiler alert.
Yeah, come on.
And they asked the doctor how George reacted when he got the news. He said, I would call it unbridled joy.
they didn't really dabble a lot in long-form storytelling.
There were themes that, Jerry's parents moving to Florida.
George's parents trying to move to Florida, and then he's like, oh, no, wait, I'm going to lose my inheritance. Right. I can't have them leave.
But obviously, like what we said, selling of the show to NBC. A show about nothing. What do you mean? It's just nothing. Right.
But it's just funny because Larry with Curb, now he went a couple seasons in, he totally leaned into, I'm going to tell a season-long arc.
Right, yes. Each season of Curb has a theme to it. They're opening a restaurant. He's moving to New York to be on Broadway. I like that about Curb, actually, that each season has a theme. But Seinfeld had some threads that moved throughout the entire thing.
I think it was more character threads than story threads, right? Yeah. Like you had Kenny Banya, you had Newman, you had all the guys that would kind of weave in and out, David Putty.
Babu.
Right. All the guys throughout the show that would all of a sudden at the end of the last episode, everybody comes in. Yeah, Babu Bhatt.
Sonny's very similar to Seinfeld in that they have very little long form stories. The ones that they're telling is obviously Mac's story arc was a very long form. But outside of that, it's very episode to episode.
I've even met the idea, they put all the repressed homosexuality in Mac's character as a joke. And then at some point they're like, you know what? We should just make him actually gay.
Yeah. Make him actually gay. Well, if you watch back, he was gay from the jump.
Yes. But
more like a way to make fun of him. And then it became like this super empowering thing at the end.
Yeah.
One of their high art moments of the show that they try to do occasionally. I say high art in quotation marks, although that was an honest to God effort at high art.
Tasteless.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.